Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, February 12th, 2026. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Psalm 127:1. Observation. Psalm 127:1 is a simple but powerful message written by Solomon, a man known for his incredible wisdom and great building projects. The verse uses two everyday images, a builder working on a house and a guard watching over a city. Both jobs require strength, skill, and focus. Yet Solomon says that without God's involvement, all the work becomes in vain, meaning empty or without lasting purpose. This verse appears at the beginning of a short psalm that reflects on family, work, and the blessings of God. The placement of this verse shows its importance. Everything that follows depends on this truth. God must be the center of everything, interpretation. This verse teaches us that God does not want us to live by our own strength or rely only on our own plans. He wants to be the one who builds our home and guards our steps. When we try to build our lives apart from Him, whether through our schedules, relationships, finances, or personal goals, we often end up stressed, disappointed, or overwhelmed. But when God is the builder, our work takes on purpose because it is connected to His will. The image of the watchman shows another truth. No matter how carefully we try to protect our lives, we cannot control everything. God alone provides real protection over our homes, families, hearts, and future. This does not mean we stop working hard or making wise choices. Instead, it means we trust God to guide, strengthen, and bless the work we are doing. The heart of this verse is dependence. God is inviting us to stop carrying the weight alone and to let Him lead, guard, and establish our lives. Application. This verse challenges us to evaluate who is really building our home and guiding our steps. Are we depending on our own plans, or are we inviting God to shape our family and future? If you are a parent, ask whether God's Word shapes the priorities in your home. If you are married, consider whether God's peace and grace guide your relationship. If you are single, reflect on whether you allow God to direct your goals and decisions. Psalm 127:1 teaches that a God-built life is stronger, steadier, and filled with deeper peace. God does not want you to simply work harder. He wants you to trust deeper. When you surrender your plans to Him, He transforms your effort into something lasting and good.